Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. And you're going to be glad you stayed with us because our good friend Chad Moutre is back with us. Chad is chief economist at the SBA's Office of Advocacy. As I've told you before, whenever you hear people like me spouting off small business statistics and facts and figures and things like that, more than likely, that was the handiwork of Chad Moutre. And as you know, folks, and I want him to know this, most of the time, almost every time, if it's humanly possible, if you think back when you've heard me say those things, I say, you know, these are numbers that I got from Chad Moutre. Well, he's here with us right now to talk to us about what's going on out there in the economy. Chad Moutre, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, and I know you always have been a good fan of our office, and I appreciate it.
Well, I am, and the good work that you do, and all the folks over there at the Office of Advocacy, very important work, and the good news is, you know, I live this. My audience live these numbers. We are these numbers.
Yeah.
But at least politicians have something that whenever they talk about small business, and they spew out a few facts and figures. The good news is at least you give them some legitimacy, you know, something that they say actually are some good numbers, and so I'm sure they appreciate that too.
I mean, even just last week when the president announced some small business initiatives with regard to SBA lending, they used our stats, and I think that is a testament to the fact that both the Republican and Democrat administrations and politicians appreciate entrepreneurship, they appreciate small businesses, and they're out to, you know, while they might have different policy solutions in mind, they certainly are out there fighting for small businesses.
Right, absolutely. So what do you got for us today? What are you thinking as you look out across the landscape, Chad? What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm always an optimist, and so you always look down ahead and say, you know, hopefully, you know, everyone's always asking me, when is the economy going to get better? When is the economy going to get better? And you know, it looks certainly, at least right now, as if, you know, we might have hit bottom in the stock market about a few weeks ago. I don't know whether that's true or not, but certainly we've seen about 54% decline in our stock market value since the fall of 2007. That's pretty sharp decline. And certainly the numbers that we've seen from the fourth quarter of
I think breathtaking is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
I don't think sharp. Pardon me for parsing your words there, but I just don't think I don't think sharp's quite cuts it, Chad. I think breathtaking is the one we're looking for, or train wreck maybe would be a better example.
It is quite depressing. I actually stopped looking at my statements actually to see how much I'm not worth now.
Right.
But I mean, certainly, if you were to look at, you know, the numbers from the fourth quarter, they weren't good at all. You know, gross domestic product declined 6.2%. You saw
another train wreck, shocking number.
Yeah, consumption was down pretty significantly, 4.3%. Investment was down 20.8%. And even one of our bright spots, which over the last couple of years, you saw this in the most recent small business economy that we did, exports, which since 2005 have really been a bright spot in our economy. You saw a decline in exports in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Simply a sign that, you know, the global market is shrinking as well, and that certainly is affecting the demand for American products. And so, you know, you look at these type of numbers, and it doesn't help but to worry about the state of the economy. And yet, you know, looking forward, hopefully, you know, small businesses are going to be part of that picture. And I think that's the conversation we need to be having right now is, you know, what is the role of small business, and how can we facilitate more entrepreneurship so that the economy can continue to grow?
Well, there's no question about it. And as I've been saying now for months and months and months, Chad, small business owners didn't lead us into this mess we're in, but I do believe that small businesses will lead us out of this mess that we're in.
We need
two things. We need a little help.
Yeah.
We don't need a handout. We just need a hand, and we need not for people not to get in our way and impede our progress. And that could come from the wrong policies.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bad surveys out there, and it's clearly showing the pessimism of the public, showing the pessimism of the small business owner. I was pleased to see a survey a couple weeks ago from the University of Maryland and Network Solutions that said that about half of small business owners that they surveyed thought the economy was going to either improve or remain unchanged this year.
Mm-hmm.
And 67% of them planned to either spend the same amount or increase their spending this year. So that's a positive sign.
That is good news. Now, we may not like those numbers, but we like the trend. Stand by, Chad Moutre. We're going to be right back, folks, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. We make it available to you for free. No barrier to entry at all. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, and use our stuff. Check out my blog while you're there. I hope you'll do that. Check out my newsletter. We've got a sample newsletter you can look at. And subscribe to the newsletter while you're there at our site. No cost at all. And if you decide later you don't like it, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. And of course, my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. I hope you'll check that out, too, and use it to your advantage. You can ask a question and get answers. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. You can listen and read. So smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chad Moutre has deposited many words of wisdom with us. Over the years, he's chief economist at the SBA's Office of Advocacy, and we're talking about the economy. You know, Chad, I have two standing regular interviews that I do with two different groups who poll small business owners, and I usually do at least one other one of someone's poll on small businesses. But the two that I do regularly are, you know, Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I know you know him. His report, and also the Tatum report with Sam Norwood, and what they're saying, what they're doing is their responses that they're getting lately from small business owners kind of mirrors what you're saying. The small business owners are, you know, they've been beaten down by, you know, somewhat by the economy, but they are hopeful. They want to be optimistic.
Uh-huh.
But it's a little bit tough because they've had to lay off some people. They've had to deal with the credit issues.
Uh-huh.
Not every small business has had a credit problem, but a lot of them have had problems getting credit. And of course, a lot of their customers have kind of abandoned them a little bit. And so it's a tough time right now, isn't it?
Well, it all kind of feeds on each other, unfortunately.
Right.
And, you know, because you have these people on your show, there's a lot of anxiousness in the economy right now. And you know, the NFIB survey in particular has said for the last year, the small business owners were not all that willing to invest in their business, to hire new workers, or to just go out and grow their business. And that's a scary trend. And that number actually for employment turned negative in November. It's been negative
mm-hmm.
ever since. So, you know, they've been laying off workers at least since November. You know, we've lost 4.4 million jobs since December 2007. And a large chunk of that, you have to believe, is small business. And so, you know, small business owners are really hurting now. You mentioned credit.
And you know, let me stick this in quickly.
Yeah.
I want you to come back to credit.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people don't realize, if they don't know small businesses, is how much it hurts a small business owner to let anybody go.
And they're very slow
to lay off. It's not just a business issue, folks. It's a human issue. We know We know who these people are. We know what the names of their children. We may even know when their child's next baseball game is. I mean, you know, it's really rough when that happens.
Well, small business owners are like family. If you only have 10 workers in your firm, and you lay off one worker, that's 10% of your employment. I mean, it's a pretty significant amount, and that's the reason why I think so many small business owners are a little bit less willing to just drop the axe there.
Most small business owners I know will stop taking a check for themselves before they lay off a person.
That's true, I've heard many small business owners who have said, they were able to get some pay freezes, or they've all kind of banded together and kind of reduced their hours so that no one gets laid off. And you hear things like that for a small business that you would never hear for a larger business.
That's right.
In terms of credit, I did want to say this. You know, I mentioned earlier that the president announced some changes last week to small business lending. SBA lending in general is down 57.5%. That's in terms of the overall volume since this year, fiscal year to date. And if you're looking at the dollars, it's 43%. That's a decline of 43% in SBA.
And that mirrors what bankers are telling me too. By the way, I talked to a number of independent bankers, including I talked to one yesterday, in fact, from all over the country, and their loan demand is down, and as low as interest rates are, it's not the cost of money, it's the need for it.
Well, it's like the perfect storm, unfortunately. Here, if you're not having sales coming in, you're not willing to go out in there and invest in your business, so therefore you're not going out and demanding loans. At the same time, the banks are being squeezed. It is a credit crisis. And we saw the complete evaporation of the secondary market in many ways for SBA guaranteed loans, and so it's a perfect storm, unfortunately. 57% decline in SBA guaranteed lending. Now this is the time when the SBA is the lender of last resort, should be picking up and actually helping to offset the losses from the private sector, and instead we're seeing these huge declines, and I think that's really hurting right now.
Well,
The
thing that startups can forget, there's virtually no credit available for startups these days. But the thing that we have to realize is, we need to make sure that when we prime the pump, we're priming it in the right way, because making more money available to a loan market that's already cut in half doesn't really help the problem. I mean, we've got to make sure that we're priming the pump at the right end. And that we're helping these businesses the way that they need help, and not in ways that sounds good, but doesn't really solve the problem. And that's what I meant earlier when I said. This is not me shooting at anybody, folks. We've all got to deal with this. We've all got to make sure that the solutions that we apply are solutions that are going to help us get out of this thing. We're going to take a quick break. We're right back after these messages. It's 10 till. Chad Moutray is our guest. Right.
That's right.
This is Chad's book, folks. It's a love story. His late wife, who died a year and a half ago now.
She died in December 2007. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in May of 2006. So it was very quick. Unfortunately,
very quick. And she left you with your beautiful daughter Charlotte, who's now four, and it's a wonderful story, folks. And so, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, I self-published the book on Lulu.com, but you can buy the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or some other online retailers. I think the cheapest right now is on Amazon.
My Life with Laura by Chad Moutray, and I encourage you to check it out, folks. And by the way, give us your blog.
My blog is Moutray, moutray.wordpress.com.
Okay, so check that out. Chad, one of the things that I predicted this year was that we would be coming out of, and more, I think a lot of people have been saying the same thing, that we'll be coming out of this recession by the third to fourth quarter. But one thing that Bill Connolly pointed out yesterday in my show, he said just as last year when we were in a recession, it didn't feel like we were in a recession. He said in the last half of this year, we'll be coming out of the recession, but it won't feel like we're not in a recession anymore. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, just because we're going positive doesn't mean it's going to be gangbusters. You know, we're going to see slow growth for quite some time. I mean, the housing market really isn't probably going to recover until 2010. Until we get that straightened out, you're going to still have issues with construction. Although, you know, by then maybe we'll have some stimulus spending that will help some of that. But, you know, and keep in mind, though, that recessions don't always just start right up with fast growth. The last two recessions we had, we've had some pretty slow growth.
Right.
Or at least a year or two after the official recession ended. And I think that this one will be very similar to that. There's just a lot of challenges going on right now in the economy. It's going to really be difficult for us to start growing 3%, 4%, 5% just coming right out of it. And
one of the things, though, I think as small business owners, we have to do, though, Chad, is we have to start looking. I think we need to believe right now that we're in the bottom of this and that we need to start. You know, we've been covering up. We've been protecting ourselves. We've been hunkering down now for some time. Many businesses have. And, of course, everyone's not like this, but a lot of people are. And we've been hunkering down. But now I think it's time to say, okay, where's the opportunity going to be in the future? Where's it going to come from? What's it going to look like? And am I starting – if I looked around right now – would I start to see some of that right now? And incrementally, little baby steps at a time, we need to start paying attention to what's coming at us so that we can be starting to take advantage of the things that are changing and be prepared. Because, Chad, I believe that when the full force of this recession we've been in is over, I think the recovery, with all the money the government's putting into this thing and with all the pent-up demand, I think the recovery, at least in America, is going to be pretty steep incline. What do you think?
I agree wholeheartedly. This is the time for small businesses to be proactive. It's time to start looking, as you said, for what opportunities are out there. You've had a lot of larger businesses who have retreated from some markets.
Yep.
Maybe that's an opportunity for a small business to go into that.
Absolutely.
We have an opportunity for us to, once again, look at trade. Small businesses in general are not very proactive when it comes to looking for export opportunities. This is maybe an opportunity to do that. And this is a time, you know, keep in mind that innovation, of course, and entrepreneurship go hand in hand. Maybe this is a time where we can take advantage of some of those new patents or those new technologies that are out there and start up a business that's going to thrive from that. And so, you know, this is a time that if you have the resources, that you can start thinking proactively about what's going to happen when the economy gets better.
Right, absolutely. Chad Moutray, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks. It was always great to be on your show.
Yeah, Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Economist for the SBA's Office of Advocacy. That's sba.gov/ADVO. Check that out when you get a chance. Also, his website, his blog there, Moutray.blog. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.